Hello.
Hello, it's Frank.
Hello, my name is Josh and I'm calling from Research Associates. I hope you're doing well. We are just conducting a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yeah, I am.
Yes, thank you, sir. And are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Somewhat interested.
Thank you, sir. And do you define your racial classification as African-American, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
White.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings?
A little satisfied.
Thank you, sir. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you, sir. And when you hear your friends, neighbors, and co-workers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
No confidence.
No confidence at all. Thank you, sir. And
correct.
If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Probably for.
Thank you, sir. Now I'm going to read you two statements, and please tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one is, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority, or because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings?
The first one.
The first one. Thank you, sir. We are almost done. As you know, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, please tell me if you would be not at all influenced, influenced a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public school where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one is, learning that the owner of a 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. Do you strongly, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced with this?
Not at all influenced.
Thank you, sir. What about learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future? Do you strongly, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Somewhat influenced.
Thank you, sir. What about learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them? Do you strongly, somewhat, a little influenced, or not at all influenced?
Somewhat influenced.
Thank you, sir. What about learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city? Do you strongly, somewhat influenced, a little influenced, or not at all influenced?
Strongly.
Strongly. And what about learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes, sir?
Somewhat influenced.
Somewhat influenced. Thank you. And what about learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent, sir?
Strongly influenced.
Thank you. The last one is learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045.
Somewhat influenced.
so much influence. Thank you, sir. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Probably vote for.
Thank you, sir. As we conclude the survey, I have to ask you some questions just for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school? Yes or no?
No.
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 But what about a teacher at a New Orleans public school?
No.
What about a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school?
Nope.
No. And what about, so that would be not affiliated with New Orleans public school, right?
Correct.
Thank you, sir. And please stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. Between 18 and 30, between 31 and 49, between...
That one, 31 to 49.
Thank you, sir. Now stop me when you hear the last grade you have completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, or graduate or professional school.
Graduate school.
Graduate in professional school, right?
Correct, yeah.
Thank you. The last question is, do you own or rent your home, sir?
Own.
You own. Thank you, sir. With this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Have a good one.